Timmins today asked all candidates questions ahead of the October 24 municipal election. Below are the responses from Ward 5, Timmins, candidate Rick DeBoe. Timmins' population is declining, with another drop reported in the most recent census. What can be done within the municipality's scope to attract and retain new residents? The mining industry in and around Timmins is developing at a rate not seen in many years, and support from the provincial government has never been greater. We have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, we can't waste it. We must be ready to accommodate the businesses that will grow and will open to support the mining industry. These businesses will need skilled employees. Affordable housing must be made available to new and existing residents. This must be addressed immediately and for the future development of Timmins. This is our chance to grow Timmins as a regional center, to provide better jobs for this generation and the many to come. Communication and transparency have been identified as a concern by the public and by the chamber. What does municipal transparency mean to you? Municipal transparency and effective communication are essential for council. The taxpayers of Timmins must be kept informed of what their elected representatives and staff are doing on their behalf at all times. Communication is a two-way street, feedback from the community is vital. Unless absolutely necessary, no item should be brought forward to a council meeting and passed the same night. The taxpayers of Timmins have the right to voice their opinion. Council cannot make informed decisions unless they listen to their constituents. Related. We're already in a crisis. Dock shortage top priority for Group C. Advance voting opens October 11. Everyone is feeling the financial impacts of inflation and the cost of living is rising faster than most residents' salary increases. How can the municipality help residents, especially those with a low income or seniors, through this period? The cost of living is greatly affected by high housing costs. This includes residential taxation, which we know is quite high in comparison to other communities. We must re-evaluate how we deliver all services with an audit like what was done in 2015 by KPMG, which identified millions of dollars in savings. I pushed to have many of the recommendations approved, however, the majority of council decided against almost all of the proposed savings. The next council must take operational audits seriously and enact changes that are for the betterment of the community. We need to concentrate on housing opportunities such as more cooperative housing, which provides affordable housing to people without the city having to subsidize them in any financial way. Cooperative housing can play a large part in repairing our municipal housing crisis. It supports our seniors, disabled, special needs and families trying to survive paycheck to paycheck. It grows the tax base and allows people to save and purchase a home. Council must be proactive and implement new strategies to better provide all services at reasonable costs. What do you want voters to know about you? In talking with the people of Timmins over the last few weeks, the main subject that comes up is the high level of crime in our city. People are uncomfortable going downtown and our business owners have to deal with theft and break-ins on a regular basis. This is unacceptable and must be dealt with immediately. As a firefighter for over 32 years, I worked closely with Timmins police officers and know how tough their job is. They need support from council and the legal system that is giving a slap on the wrist to the criminals who are quickly back on the street. Once the short-term plan is in place, a long-term plan can then be developed with input from the community. The people of Timmins have the right to feel safe in their city. Read DeBoe's candidate profile here. The other Ward 5 candidates are Steve Black, Veronica Farrell, Andrew Marks, Caroline Martell, James McMahon, Kristen Murray, Corey Robin, Neil Sibley, and Ed Stesiewicz. The municipal election is October 24. Advance voting is being done online and runs October 11 to 24. In-person polls are open on election day.